America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavas, and this is The Rundown. The head of a nonprofit budget think tank says it's time for the state of Illinois to raise taxes, even if that is uncomfortable. Governor J.B. Pritzker will give his annual budget address tomorrow against the backdrop of unclear federal support. Ralph Martiri heads the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, and he hopes lawmakers consider a state tax on consumer services like haircuts or lawn care.
Look, the feds aren't going to be there. I think this is the perfect time to say, look, now is really the time to think about expanding your sales tax base to include consumer services, given you're not going to be able to rely on federal dollars coming the way they have.
Governor Pritzker has said he doesn't want to consider tax hikes. He says those would be a last resort. You can hear the governor's budget address live tomorrow at noon on 91.5 or on our website, wbez.org. Meantime, in Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Tony Evers is proposing cutting taxes by nearly $2 billion. Evers tonight will deliver his two-year spending plan to the Republican-controlled legislature. He's also outlining a plan to fight water pollution and to push back on President Donald Trump's tariffs. Republicans say their priority is using the state's roughly $4 billion budget surplus to cut taxes. A Black Jewish mom will be the 21st and final member of the Chicago School Board. Mayor Brandon Johnson today announcing he's appointing Sidney Wallace to the partly elected, partly appointed board. He announced his 10 other appointees in December, and they were sworn in last month. Arctic temperatures will persist for a few more days in the Chicago area. Robert Feldman is an emergency medicine physician at Stroger Hospital of Cook County. He says during extreme cold weather, doctors see an uptick in various injuries, including frostbite, broken bones, heart attacks, and carbon monoxide poisoning.
Sometimes we'll have people who don't have a place to live who are trying to stay in their car. They leave that car running and then you can get carbon monoxide, get sucked back into that car. Or people who attempt to heat their home with either a portable fuel heater or by leaving their stove and oven on.
Feldman says carbon monoxide poisoning can be fatal. It's important to have working carbon monoxide detectors. Symptoms can include headache, nausea, or flu-like symptoms. Well, when you think about Chicago's vast sports scene, rugby typically is not one of the events that first comes to mind. That's going to change in November when the Ireland and New Zealand national rugby teams face off at Soldier Field. The November 1st matchup will be the second time the teams meet here in Chicago. The last time was in 2016. Ireland at that time defeated New Zealand for the first time ever in their history. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the match brings a big opportunity for tourism to the city.
Chicago is a city where sports history is made. We are ready to make history again. Chicago is ready to make this truly an unforgettable experience for rugby fans and visitors from around the globe.
Tickets for this rugby match go on sale Friday morning. Weather, sunny and very cold, a high in the low teens, and then tonight mostly cloudy, a low in the single digits, and the wind chill as low as 10 degrees below zero. And then Wednesday, cloudy, continued cold, a few flurries in the afternoon, a high in the mid-teens with wind chills as low as 10 below. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavas. Thanks for listening.